This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former head of his campaign and his confidant, Roger Stone, is going to be joining us from South Carolina coming up in 2:33 from now. And the article that we wrote about his latest comments is at drudgereport.com right now, via Infowars.com. Confidant Trump is always wearing a bulletproof vest. Now, he said that on this show, you know, 5-6 months ago. And he talked about how Trump carries a firearm pretty much all the time. And the press made a big deal of that. My gosh, a presidential frontrunner with all these death threats and El Chapo saying he wants him dead and ISIS saying they want him dead. And he has a bulletproof vest. That's almost as crazy as a cop wearing a bulletproof vest or an army soldier wearing a helmet. I mean, can you imagine how extreme and horrible he is? That's why the New York Daily News has labeled him the Antichrist. The Washington Post labeled yours truly the universal vector of conspiracy theories yesterday. I'm very, very honored to have that title. You mean the universal vector of questioning? We have a giant broadcast lineup today, so jam-packed with guests. I'll tell you all about it when we come into the main launch of the transmission. This is just that little kickoff portion. But the big exclusive article for Breitbart, Pat Buchanan says Donald Trump's rise is rejection of a quarter century of Bush Republicanism. And that's what we're seeing is the Rockefeller, Blue Blood, Democratic Party coup of the Democrats in deep, deep water right now. Deep, boiling water. And so it is bye-bye to that political dynasty of open borders, taking our guns, signing on to UN treaties, and more. The Pope has come out as a big fat hypocrite and said, open up your borders, let anybody come in that wants to. But he doesn't say that Italy should have to do that, and he's got 200-foot walls around the Vatican, the biggest in the world, the thickest in the world. And I've been saying this for 6 months about the Pope since I was in Italy, pointing it out. He'd already been to the U.S. calling for open borders and to Mexico. He's coming here all the time. He's so political, like no other Pope we've ever seen, an extremely globalist. Finally, Donald Trump picked up on it, started tweeting photos of the giant walls yesterday. So I thought we'd play a clip of myself yesterday talking about this, and then, of course, Trump echoing that. Here it is. The Vatican has 200-plus foot walls. Can we put a photo up of that for TV viewers? Or just Google Vatican walls. Biggest, thickest in the world. You go in there, they shoot you. He hasn't taken one refugee in there. We are being flooded. We are being shot up. We are being attacked. We're a joke, the whole world. We have to pay for everybody's health care. We're going bankrupt. They're taking old ladies' houses for back IRS taxes they can't pay, whether they be black, white, Hispanic. Who cries for them? And you sit there and you say, we're racist because we have the most open immigration system in the world? What a creepy, old, evil-looking man. Creeping around, socialist, dirtbag. Him and Bernie Sanders, you know, ought to marry each other. I mean, I am just sick of it.
So Trump responded just moments ago.
You know, honestly, the Vatican has massive walls around. We should build some walls like the Vatican. So perhaps he wants to move out of the Vatican. But if you look at the walls around the Vatican, I've been there, and those are walls.
Yeah, in fact, he's tweeting a whole bunch of pictures of those walls right now. Mr. Trump also saying, quote, it's disgraceful for the Pope to question his faith and warning the pontiff that, quote, if and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, everyone knows that ISIS's ultimate trophy is probably the Vatican. I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump were the president.
So there you go. And look, I got mad at the Pope yesterday and called him a dirtbag, and I should be respectful, not of him, but of people that are Catholics who are great people, some of the best folks I've met. But he's not a Catholic. He's not a Christian, in my view, and he's fair game for saying Donald Trump isn't a Christian. In his religious role, that's a big deal. And it's very insulting. It's very hypocritical. And he's gotten right in the political arena of our internal politics, and he's fair game. just say this. I won't call him a dirtbag. I'll call him an America destroyer. He wants to kill this country. He wants world government. The Pope is an enemy of humanity.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pope Francis has come out yesterday, it's a big deal, obviously, and said that Donald Trump is not a Christian. And I guess if Trump was a Catholic, like some of his family is, he could be excommunicated. I guess that meant sent to hell by the socialist, fake populist Pope who has more in kin with Joseph Stalin and Bernie Sanders than with his predecessors. There's a very powerful report I'm about to premiere here, and then we're going to post it on InfoWars.com and Facebook and Twitter. I hope people will get this video out to everybody. It's titled Pope versus Trump. We're going to play it in a moment. And then we have Trump confidant and former campaign head Roger Stone joining us. His story is the top of DrudgeReport.com right now. Confidant, Trump is always wearing a bulletproof vest. And the media makes a big deal out of that. Kind of like when Stone talked about how Trump carries a firearm, and Trump was asked about it, said, yeah, I do sometimes. Not going to tell you when. Well, it's all the time. And they made a controversy in saying, it's incredible he carries a gun. See how radical he is. as if a public figure worth billions of dollars having a right to defend themselves is alien or strange. Ronald Reagan carried a gun. But that's how disconnected they hope you are. A police officer carries a gun, wears a bulletproof vest. I'd say they're in a lot less danger, and they're in danger. But they're in a lot less danger than the Republican frontrunner with all these haters at all these giant town halls and open events without screening, basically, or limited screening. He's probably one of the most in danger people in America or in the world. And they act like it's weird that he wears a bulletproof vest. They say, why doesn't he button his coat? Well, what's he, fat? No, you can see the bulletproof vest. And I'm going to just leave it at that. He's got other security measures that I've been told about. And it just shows how they have this idea that Hollywood can have bodyguards, presidents can have bodyguards, Supreme Court justices can have them, but citizens, even when they're a front runner, it's bad. That is the disconnect. Also coming up, I haven't gotten into the whole Black Lives Matter movement in the last few months because, quite frankly, I'm really sick of watching these people and really sick of seeing what they're peddling. And these rappers meeting at the White House and Obama meeting at the White House with the leaders of Black Lives Matter. I'm against police brutality. I'm against, in some cases, profiling and obvious persecution of black people being singled out. But if you look at the statistics and the numbers in the aggregate and the numbers of deaths, it is one of the least dangerous trends for black people in this country. Maximum a couple hundred black people a year shot by police. And in most cases, it's justified. But let's just say none of it's justified. Is that the number one issue facing black America? Double unemployment, Planned Parenthood targeting you, killing 52% of your people. Is something killing millions of people a year big, or is a couple hundred big? I mean, see, I just use logic, folks. And then I ask, who is behind the Black Lives Matter movement? The White House, Soros. He found differences between Catholic and Orthodox in Ukraine, got them all to kill each other, overthrew an elected government. Now the country is in decline. They go in and find Sunni versus Shiite. They exacerbate the differences there, overthrow the countries, and then basically come in and take them over. And they come here and they bring in giant Hispanic populations, fill them full of socialist hatred, full of racial vitriol in many cases at the universities, and then turn them into chip-on-the-shoulder political bodies. So they haven't been as effective as doing that with black folks, because black folks really did have something they could, you know, say was terrible and horrible and long-term that happened to them that was systemic. But it's such mind control, and I'll talk about this some today, to watch this where Kanye West and Jay-Z and 50 Cent and all these people are just constantly going and stirring stuff up, constantly going around like that's their street cred to sell tickets. And then complaining, I only made $50 million last year, Kanye said. I need more money. Actually said that. It's a joke. You've got these filthy rich people running around complaining about all this stuff, and it's government directed to get us all at each other's throat. And clearly they're heating it back up ahead of the election, just like when the radical Muslims didn't get elected in Kenya. He told his cousin Odinga, go ahead and have riots in his Senate letter. They'll make you a government position, and they did. So they're looking to disrupt this election. They're looking for some big distractions to bring in civil emergencies where he can appoint a Supreme Court justice. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of hanky-panky right now. So Miami Police Union votes to boycott Beyonce concert, police union in other cities considering similar action. But the bigger issue is, why at the Super Bowl would you see all this being pushed? Like the gun control, like the anti-family stuff, like the anti-father garbage. And you know, Doritos has a pro-fetus ad and the Planned Parenthood complaints. And the feminist complaint. It's all an agenda. The agenda isn't coming from Beyonce and Kanye. They're just the front people that do what they're told by Hollywood. It's the establishment doing this, and the police need to start pointing to that if you really want to change the country. Sure, nice start. You know, don't supply security to these folks if they want to sit there and, you know, say that you deserve to basically be killed, because that's what they do. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but I want to start going to this John Bound report. Just please don't forget to stay in contact with us to get exclusive video, key articles. It's just hard for them to censor when we can email you directly. Sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. It's free. You get a lot of great discounts and promo codes for InfoWarsStore.com. Sign up today, InfoWarsStore.com, of course, also has links where you can sign up for the free newsletter as well. But InfoWars.com/newsletter. Now, let's go ahead and go to this powerful report from John Bowne, Pope versus Trump. Here it is. We have scored a direct stab in those sons of bitches' hearts. We got to keep running the knife in, though, folks. We got to keep running it in there. Not worry what they're doing, Dutchess. You want them to fight? You're getting it. You wanted to overrun us and poison us and take our families and kill us? You will die, not us. Choose which side you're on in the government and the military. And worldwide, choose which side you're on. The age of cowardice is coming to an end. The age of men will return.
Would you be one? Betray all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Time is now. The age of the patriot is peaking. America wouldn't even exist if not for the sacrifice of millions of unknown soldiers. George Washington himself, battling severe dysentery, crawled on his hands and knees in the dark to defend this great experiment known as the United States of America. Now there is an open media battle waging between the New World Order's Pope Francis and the awakening realization of complete tyranny with a bullseye sighted on millions of Americans. Caught in the crosshairs, presidential candidate Donald J. Trump, and Trump isn't backing down. Steve Watson writes, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has promised to make public currently guarded secrets surrounding the 9/11 attacks should he be elected president. Speaking at a campaign event in Bluffton, South Carolina, Trump continued his onslaught on the Bush presidency by once again raising the issue of the attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11/2001.
We went after Iraq, we decimated the country, Iran's taken over. Okay, but it wasn't the Iraqis. You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis, okay? But you will find out. But it wasn't Iraq.
Trump was referring to the 28 pages of the original Joint Congressional Inquiry into 9/11, which remained classified and withheld from the public on grounds of national security. The pages are already known to implicate the Saudi royal family in financing the supposed hijackers in the United States prior to the attacks. Speaking at a press conference regarding the missing pages in 2014, Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey lobbied for the release of the documents, stating he read them and that they challenged him to reconsider everything he knew about the event.
I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything. And so I think the whole country needs to go through that. It's going to be difficult and it could be embarrassing, but that is no reason to keep the truth from the American people.
Donald Trump has repeatedly attacked Jeb Bush on the campaign trail and at debates by raising the issue of 9/11 and the intelligence warnings that were provided to the Bush administration and subsequently ignored. Jeb Bush has avoided the issue and even mocked those who raise it.
Would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
yes,
you
sir.
Be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrew may have them.
Hopefully we can get them.
My son's dead, and I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Trump's comments have prompted establishment Republicans and conservative talking heads to label him a 9/11 truther and a radical kook. His enemies are coming out of the woodwork. Fresh on the heels of a big Catholic no-no by legitimizing contraception as a lesser evil in the face of the World Health health organization's nefarious Zika virus rollout, Pope Francis is weighing into the U.S. presidential election, saying Donald Trump is not Christian. ABC News reports, when asked by a reporter, can a good Catholic vote for this man? Francis responded by saying, a person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not Christian. The Pope is the spokesman for the decimation of the world's cultures by what in Europe is clearly either a horrendous mistake or a deliberate action. Pope Francis broke new ground when he unleashed his temper on adoring Catholics after stumbling from giving a hug to a disabled person in a wheelchair. The Pope is losing his temper on his followers for a reason, because Pope Francis knows a new world order is right around the corner, and he doesn't need his followers anymore. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
A powerful transmission. We're going to have that posted to InfoWars.com right now. And we need everybody to get the video out to their friends and family and neighbors. This is a war. And the reason I get even more animated and more aggressive and more focused is that people need to be broken out of their trance and realize that this isn't a game. This is for all the marbles. And the social engineers that run the planetary government don't want to just run us, don't want to just conquer us, because they think they can manage things better. They are fundamentally anti-human and want to break the human cycle forever, because it overthrows monopolies with innovation. They are fundamentally in competition with free will and the human spirit, period. Those that survive under the technotronic era will live in a form of undeadness. You'll still have blood coursing through your veins, but you will not be human. And from birth, you will be shuttered in to a false reality and programmed, where there is no language authorized but the daily download, and where you become nothing more but a biological robot. An android, a replicant, a Nexus 6. And I've got stacks of news articles here today. Several of them are big liberal tech people and others saying, I'm sick of seeing homeless, clean them out the street, they're disgusting. Wait till there's 100 million homeless people and not 5 million. They're going to eat you alive. You fools thought you could rob everybody and build an anti-capitalist system and then scapegoat capitalism? And you think socialism will just pacify people when the means of production is destroyed? Hollande is coming out saying, sorry, you can't work 35 hours anymore a week. Sorry, we got to cut your vacation. Sorry, we're taking your pension funds. The French that got domesticated and thought socialism was so great and are now so spoiled? You are about to be completely gutted. And that's what happens once socialism goes into its final phases. Then it collapses, and either fascism or communism comes in, which are basically the same thing. Because with communism, they just have a fascist group that's above the law of oligarchs, and they call it communism. But really, it's just fascism using communism as a management model. And by the way, those of you that went to political science and, you know, and read books on it, you go, that's not true. They're completely different. I've read Benito Mussolini's writings and Hitler's writings, Mein Kampf and more. I've read Das Kapital. I've read the Complete Communist Manifesto probably 10 times. And the political ideas I have coined and my perspective has invaded the body politic. Where I can be interviewing some news reporter from the Netherlands, and she's quoting me about the left-right paradigm and dichotomy and how it's false and has no idea even who I am. She's repeating something I coined 20 years ago. That is success, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear people all over using your terms and you don't even make a comment, you just go, oh, really? Interesting. Thank you for that information. I don't go to some vomitarian college and have them fill me full of Jacobin propaganda and then come back and regurgitate it like I'm smart. I've read your founding father, Plato, three of his books, The Republic, three times. I first read the Republic when I was 10 years old. Or tried to. And if you guys want to know where you're coming from, you need to go read it. If you want to know who the dominant philosopher is of the world, who wrote the book on the eugenicist 2,300 years later? If you want to know where Hitler got it all, if you want to know where David Rockefeller got it all, if you want to know where Zbigniew Brzezinski comes from, if you want to know where George Soros comes from, if you want to know where V.I. Lenin comes from, you have to know about Plato. And he didn't use terms like liberal and conservative. He didn't use terms like communist and fascist. He used terms like ruling elite and cattle. And if you want to be cattle, that's your decision. I and mine are not going to be. They think they've got it all figured out. But with the return of man, with the return of people that want to actually build a community and actually want to be honorable and actually like to see success and like to be challenged and like to be defeated by someone that's better. Because we're all about the species. We're all about human empowerment. We're all about renaissance with the return of light coming back into the world. Not the false light, but the true light. With that coming back into the world, you are in deep trouble and you know it. The false prophets of this system are fraud. And they're not going to fall because they are already fell. And that's why they want to drag us along with them into their profane rat holes. And we're not going to do it. Because those of us that are awake and are tuned in, not to your false paradigm, but into the universe, into the mind of God, understand that this is nothing but a test and nothing but an animating contest. So you are defeated. Your top generals, your top captains, your top field marshals, your top wizards know that. And they believe taking a big chunk of humanity with them into the pit, that somehow they're going to build a new reality. We've seen the realities you build with the power you've had on this earth, and you build slums and ignorance and hate and division and ugliness and poverty. Bernie Sanders is a Nosferatu. Hillary Clinton is a blood-drinking witch politically, metaphysically. These Republican leaders are a bunch of narcissistic, social-climbing, twit cowards. And they hate you and your family. And they think they're better than you, and they think you're stupid. Because they hate themselves. They project it onto you, and they've had some pretty good success turning us into a bunch of mutants. But I'll take the mutant population that's been under chemical and bio attack for 100 years any day over your scum. And God works in mysterious ways. Now, before I end this segment, is key, before we come back with Mr. Stone, Trump Insider, with a bunch of breaking intel and more, we rarely have to pull a special before its due date. We tend to extend specials when supplies last of the nutraceuticals that are just so high quality that people just love them, and it's helped us fund this operation. It's true providence. I have to pull the Super Mail special right now. It's been pulled an hour ago. 20% off, it's pulled, because it'll sell out within a day at the current sales rates, and we're not getting more, it looks like, for a month. That is a big problem. I miscalculated the special was too popular, and so I'm pulling it because we've got to have enough for AutoShip. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% off and get it guaranteed. So basically, if you sign up for AutoShip now, for whatever products you want, it's specific, you can cancel any time, you get guaranteed 10% off, and you always get what you want, because we now hold back the number of people that we have signed up for AutoShip and then some. So that's another reason, InfoWarsStore.com, to sign up for that. But super female vitality works just as good in men, in my experience. Some people like it better, some not as much. Super female, we've got plenty of that. So that's still 20% off. Super male is back to the regular price and is about to sell out. Unless you sign up for AutoShip and Androplex, it will be selling out within hours, except for what we hold back for AutoShip as well. Thank you all for your support, but really, these are game-changing products. You owe it to yourself to try them. Libido, Energy, Stamina, InfoWarsLife.com, a bunch of other great products as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his land was green and wood, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There is so much going on and so much happening. It is information overload. The White House is trying to kick race riots and attacks on police into high gear. Yet again, a new big push is going. The police are pushing back against that. China has announced officially that they're set to ban all foreign media from publishing online inside China. And Zuckerberg and others have met with the Chinese censors to try to do that here. That shows China is getting ready to go belly up in a gigantor way. This is wild. They want to wait for the total collapse until after the election so they can blame a Republican or whoever else gets in there. I don't see that working. Pat Buchanan has come out and said that Donald Trump's rise is rejection of a quarter century of Bush Republican domination. Rockefeller Republican garbage. And the man who worked for Reagan and Nixon and the Bushes as well for years has been valiantly exposing him. That's why I have so much respect for him. Jeb and the Bush crime family, he'll be in studio with us next week. We are selling the book. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is Bookends with the Clinton's War on Women that we also sell at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll want to act quick on both of these because it took us a month to get this because it sold out its first run. The new Jeb Bush book is out, the Bush crime family. This is CIA drug dealing, you name it. I mean, this is hardcore. This is hardcore, and this is the guy advising Donald Trump. You notice what he talks about on the show, you later hear Trump talking about. He's formerly the head of the campaign. He resigned off the campaign, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, so he could go big guns and say whatever he wanted. But I tell you, you notice Trump comes out with the facts of the 28 pages. I've had Congress people, senators on that have seen it. An order to stand down on 9/11, an order for the FBI not to stop the hijackers because they were Saudi, blaming Iraq. Donald Trump comes out. He talks about it. They all demonize him. They stage boos. His approval rating goes up. And then he talks about the secret pages. They make fun of him and say it doesn't exist. Now the media is having to admit it does exist. Trump has gone from somebody that I admire and support as obviously better than Hillary and Sanders and these other Republicans to the real deal, 100%. And I think back to Stone, you know, a decade ago at JFK events and writing best-selling books on the government killing JFK. I mean, we're not conspiracy theorists. It's fact. And so the Washington Post called me the universal vector of conspiracy theory on Scalia and said that I said Obama strangled him. I didn't say that. I said, yeah, they don't have an autopsy. It's suspicious Saturday, the next day they announced it. And they kept changing the story. And then he's out there at this weird ranch of Democrats, and there's a pillow over his head. And all I said is, have an autopsy. And all these detectives have come out and said that. And Trump came out and said it, and he got attacked. And now the Pope's attacked him. I'm going to stop ranting because we've only got him until the end of the hour, and he's going to be obviously on the ground this weekend out in South Carolina. Richard Reeves is there. We're going to have interviews with him again this weekend. We're going to be following this key battle. So we're going to talk about how is Trump really doing in his expert view, and then we're going to talk about each of these issues and an article that we wrote today that's on DrudgeReport.com. Confidant, Trump is always wearing a bulletproof vest. Ominous answer to why Donald never buttons up his jacket. So that's in the 4 minutes I just talked, that's the field of points I'd like him to cover. And you can tackle any of those you want. I mean, the Pope versus Trump lying about him when he's got 200-foot walls. Trump basically quoting me. I've been hammering that for 6 months, these 200-foot walls. Very exciting on that front. He's just blowing this socialist Pope away. This is amazing. Where do you want to start, Mr. Stone?
Alex, totally up to you. You've got a lot of ground to cover there, but it's an exciting time to be an American because I really think we're on the cusp of taking our country back. Because of patriots like you, because of patriots like Donald Trump, they can call us conspiracy theorists. As you know, that's a way to try to discredit us. All we are is truth tellers. We speak from the heart, like Donald Trump. We speak from the heart and let the chips fall where they may. So he's blowing the whistle on the globalists. This is a rejection of 30 years of Bushism. They've destroyed our economy. They've given us terrible trade policies. They've opened our borders to criminals. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. Pat Buchanan's absolutely right.
They have sold us out. People know they're traitors. They're out of bullets. What do you expect them to do, though, as Hillary now, if she says anything bad about Sanders, everybody boos her. She's now behind. Trump is ahead of her in polls. The Republicans should just get behind him. He's the nominee. It's over. I don't trust any of these other guys now after the stuff they've done. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not being nasty. I'm Trump or bust. That's it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Unlike when Ronald Reagan ran the table in the early primaries and George Bush finally threw in the towel by the Michigan primary and the Republican establishment smelling a winner and desperate to get back at the trough, back Reagan, you're not going to see that here. I still believe that there will be an attempt to stop Trump at a brokered convention. These rules have been rigged against him. They are actually rigged against the patriot Ron Paul, but those rules are still in place. I have a long piece coming for Breitbart that explains exactly how the establishment hopes to stop Donald Trump. It is very clear that they have abandoned the corpse of Jeb Bush. I'd like to hope that my book played some small part in this, when George W. Bush was at the in South Carolina on Monday for his big speech.
Well, let's stop right there. I don't mean to interrupt you. Your book, your advice, you don't like to brag, but you talk to Trump every day, obviously. He's listening to you. He's checking the facts. He's bringing out, hey, Hillary, watch it. You know, your husband's a rapist. Hey, Bush, don't say I'm not good on national security. Your brother let 9/11 happen. Watch out. I mean, he is doing everything you advised in your books that were written specifically as a playbook.
Well, that's a kind interpretation. Nobody puts words in Donald Trump's mouth, not even me. We've been friends for almost 40 years, but Trump knows his own mind. He's his own man. You can recommend things for him to read. He's a voracious reader. But he is unscripted, uncoached.
No, I understand. It's just that you're really bringing him to the modern info war.
Well, he gets it. I didn't have to tell him that the Iraq war was a disaster. He figured it out
beforehand. Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. And you don't have to tell him that there's many questions about 9/11. Look, we know that a number of the hijackers trained in Tampa, Florida. We know that the neighbors tipped the local police and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement under Jeb Bush. And what happened? Nothing.
Instead, Jeb Bush helped the bin Ladens get on planes and get out of the country.
You know, and for the Bush lackeys to now claim that it's outrageous. Look, Condoleezza Rice had multiple warnings. The Central Intelligence Agency had multiple warnings. The FBI had multiple warnings. But within the Bush administration, they weren't speaking to each other. That is a failure of leadership, or it's willful. One or the other, whether it's incompetence or treason, is meaningless at this point. American interests were attacked and 3,000 innocent Americans died because of the policies of the Bush administration.
It's a huge hardback available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also available at TheStoneZone.com, your website. I don't care where you get it, folks. Get both the books and give them to a brain-dead, rhino, blue-blood Republican and say, listen, this is a high-powered, top Republican strategist, 8 administrations, worked inside 4 of them, you know, at the highest levels, and he's here explaining to you, you know, who these people really are. This is huge. You need to get both books and then give them these liberal, brainwashed people who are going with identity politics, very sexist, that, oh, they're only voting for Hillary because she's a woman. Give the book, The Clinton's War on Women, to these people. And this is coming out, just like you said 6 months ago it would. This is what's hurting her on the campaign trail. So, again, you've been a major visionary, Mr. Stone. I didn't say this when you were on with us 5 months ago. I said you're a really smart guy, great guy. You know, but, I mean, really, to watch how much what you've done, and you're all over TV fighting and radio, is really affecting things. But the American people now are ready to listen. I mean, that shows there is a massive political revolt going on that is only going to get bigger. What do you expect the establishment to do?
Well, it's interesting. They have tried at every turn to discredit Trump. He just does better and better. He raises the question of 9/11 and the question of the origins of the Iraq War in the last debate. The House was stacked. You could see that. The Republican National Committee, the South Carolina Republican Party, stacked the audience with Rubio and Bush supporters. But those people booing inured to Trump's benefit because the television viewers across the country could see here's a guy standing up to the official false narrative of the American establishment. Trump's got enormous courage and enormous guts. He is his own man. He belongs to no special interest. The special interests, particularly in the mainstream media, they're apoplectic, Alex. They don't know what to do. They pulled out all the stops. They called him a racist. They called him a sexist. They've tried to insinuate that he's associated with the mafia.
The New York Daily News is now saying he is the Antichrist.
Yeah, look, Mort Zuckerman owns the New York Daily News. He's a very short guy. He has no luck with women. And he's very, very jealous of Donald Trump, who is tall, handsome, and has the most beautiful wife on the planet. So that's just pure jealousy.
It is. They're jealous.
And I don't read the New York Daily News anymore. I prefer the New York Post.
Oh, they've written the most salacious hit pieces on me, but I just love it. I mean, they're so discredited. It just, they don't get, whether it's CNN or that when they attack me, for example, it only makes me more credible. And everybody comes to actually hear what I really said. Don't they get that polls are running almost 90% saying they think there's foul play with Scalia? Now, what is your view on that? I mean, what a key time for him to die. One of the great things Ronald Reagan did, not a perfect justice, but compared to you know, compared to Kagan and Sotomayor and these socialists, I mean, we're in deep trouble. We've got to get Trump in. I mean, what type of Supreme Court justice do you think he would appoint?
Strict constructionist, a real conservative. He's not going to be tricked, that I can assure you. You're not going to get a David Souter from Donald Trump. He's a hardliner on crime. He wants somebody who follows the Constitution as it was originally written. Not a living, changing document, because that's not what it is. Trump understands that the Founding Fathers had a specific idea of what the Constitution is, and he would appoint a justice who supports that view. I had a great conversation yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano, one of the great patriots in this country, a very close friend of Antonin Scalia. He would like an autopsy. It's common sense. I don't think any of us are claiming foul play. We'd like to rule out foul play. But common sense dictates that there be some investigation and some autopsy to make sure this wasn't another coup d'etat.
So when SOP gets ignored at every level, that there's some red flags there.
Well, and we've had coup d'etats in this country. We had one on November 22nd, 1963. We had another one at the time of Watergate. This could very well be yet another coup d'etat.
The Reagan brother, the day Reagan was shot, the night before, and this is on record, folks, the Bushes were meeting with the Hinckley family. I mean, you cannot, that was in the Denver Post, folks. And I believe from the evidence, you were in that administration, that they were trying to kill Reagan.
Well, at a minimum, either they were trying to kill him or they were trying to warn him. People don't understand the backstory here, but it's very simple. There was a struggle going on within the Reagan administration, which was brand new, between Secretary of State Al Haig, a patriot, and a man who quaintly believed that Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State should control foreign policy, and George H.W. Bush, who wanted control specifically of Iran-Contra and of our international policy so he could implement the New World Order. Both those executive orders were drafted. Haig drafted his, giving him control. Bush drafted his, giving him control, and they sat on Reagan's desk, and they sat there, and they sat there. Then there was an attempt on Reagan's life. Now, I establish in my book that there's a second gunman. I also establish that the bullet that hits Reagan comes from an upward trajectory, yet Hinckley is crouching in a low position. The idea that a bullet ricocheted off the door of the car and hit Reagan, that's a great idea, but there's no nick or dent or evidence of that. The five bullets that are shot by Hinckley Jr. are all accounted for. None of them hit Ronald Reagan.
It's just like Sirhan Sirhan. That's why your book, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, I could not put it down. It tells all of this, the whole history, back to JFK. It's amazing. Bush's son was to dine with suspect's brother. That's the Houston Post. They found a different one, but you can find the Denver Post where he did dine with him just days before. I mean, what are the chances of that?
Well, not only that, but John Hinckley Sr., a major financier of George Bush's campaigns in 1964, 1966.
Was involved in a lot of clandestine ops.
1980. And Hinckley Sr. is a CIA guy.
Yeah.
He's running an offshore oil company at the same time George H.W. Bush is running Zapata. And those companies are really just structured so they can make payoffs to foreign.
What is the payoff that you have your son locked up for decades? I mean, I guess they're going to let him out now, but just to be the patsy, that is a dedicated group of people right there.
Well, remember, no matter what you may have read, CIA Director Bill Casey did not have a high regard for George Bush, thought he was a lightweight. So Bush could not count on his cronies in the Central Intelligence Agency to take a shot at Reagan. So they went to the only asset they had. John Hinckley Jr. is a troubled black sheep son of a friend. He's perfect. Now, as you may know, Alex, he actually is quoted in his interview, in an interview, as saying that he shot Reagan so that his uncle, George Bush, could become president. Not his blood uncle, but it shows the closeness of the relationship.
Just like the Clintons call Bush family, he calls them brother. It's totally sick. I want to accelerate to South Carolina. What we do, how the numbers are looking. I mean, am I wrong that Trump's gaining in South Carolina? Are those polls accurate? And then what do you make of the Pope wading in? I mean, the Catholics are great people. A lot of my friends are Catholic. A lot of great popes. But this guy, I mean, he's gone too far, in my view, getting involved in our politics and you know, saying that Trump isn't a Christian.
I have a very good feeling about South Carolina. I feel even better since our friend Richard Reeves is out there keeping an eye on things. I think Trump is on the move. I think he's gaining. I think that the mainstream media attacks of him have backfired. Everybody said his raising the question of 9/11 and the Iraq war would hurt him. Hasn't hurt him at all. Americans are suspicious about both of those. They want to hear more. I think he's on a roll. Now, fortunately for us, the anti-Trump vote is split between Bush and Kasich and Rubio. Therefore, the only guy who can hurt Donald Trump in South Carolina is Ted Cruz. Not because Cruz can defeat Trump, because he can't, but he could siphon valuable votes from Trump that allow Marco Rubio to emerge. Now, I can tell you, I've got a lot of friends in the establishment. I eat with them. I drink with them. I laugh at them. But they've all switched to Rubio. They've all switched to Rubio. He is the establishment candidate. They've given up Jeb for dead. Too low energy. Too boring. Too much baggage. So despite that $100 million in Wall Street money, trust me, Rubio is the candidate of the establishment. I fear Ted Cruz is a Manchurian Canadian candidate put in this race to siphon from Donald Trump. He has no general election appeal. He has no.
Let me expand on that, because I wanted to believe in Ted Cruz, and obviously I like what he says, what he stands for, but he has been caught pulling dirty tricks, a bunch of them, and Donald Trump hasn't done that. And, you know, I don't like what he did to Carson. And I don't like how he spun it and everything. I mean, clearly that was a dirty trick. It's what you'd think the Bushes would do. And then I think about how he's praised Kissinger, he's praised the Bushes, and I really think now, because they know they can't run the Bush name anymore, more and more I think from the CFR and from you know, these other connections, Goldman Sachs, it looks like Cruz could be their sock puppet.
Yeah, like you, I was initially attracted to Ted Cruz. I liked what he had to say. I liked his message. I liked his standing up for the U.S. Constitution. And then I looked a little closer. He was George W. Bush's top issue advisor. His wife, Heidi Cruz, I'm sure she's a nice lady, she was a deputy to Condoleezza Rice when they got us into this phony war. Then she went over to the U.S. Trade Representative's office, where she was the deputy U.S. Trade Representative in the Bush administration, where she worked specifically on China policy, our current China trade policy. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now you add the shady, secret, low-interest Wall Street loans from Goldman Sachs and Citibank that funded Ted Cruz's campaign for the Senate. I have to believe he's a Trojan horse. Clever, slick, articulate, but a Bush Republican.
And we don't need more of them. We need to end their reign, as Pat Buchanan says. Pat's saying good stuff about Trump now. And I mean, ideologically, I think he's basically, you know, the godson of people like Barry Goldwater and Richard Nixon. I think that's a big plus as well.
Yeah, no, Pat's piece is a terrific piece, and he's exactly right. What we see right now is the rejection of Bush Republicanism. They have opened our borders to criminals. They've destroyed our finances. They have plunged us into debt. They have bailed out their friends on Wall Street at our expense. They've destroyed our trade policy with other countries so that we're constantly on the short end of the stick. Donald Trump is the last best hope for the salvation of this country.
Well, isn't that presidential that they have to bring in this radical change agent Pope? They've had a coup in the Vatican, a blackmail that's even come out in the London Guardian, kicking the other guy out, sending him to Gandalf Castle. That's never happened in 2,000 years of popes. I mean, all this craziness is happening right now, and this guy's saying Donald Trump's the devil when he's behind 200-foot walls. I mean, it's just people see through this. I mean, the power structure is hysterical. Now, you talked about a bulletproof vest. Anybody can look and see he's wearing one, but the ignorant public says, what's that under his shirt? Why doesn't he button it? Well, he's wearing a thick bulletproof vest and more, carrying a gun. Now, they criticize him for that. I mean, the disconnect. This guy's a hero. He's under amazing danger. He's willing to talk about the elephant in the room, Saudi Arabia, the 9/11 stand down. That will bring down the Clintons and the Bushes. I mean, when he did that and really got intense the last week, it brought tears to my eyes. And I'm so glad I backed Trump. He's the real deal. There's no way he's an establishment scammer. They would not let him do this. I can look at their body language. They are crapping their pants, Mr. Stone, and for lack of a better term, they are scared to death like vampires being hauled out at high noon. I am really concerned about Donald Trump right now. I've got to be honest. I'm not fear-mongering. I think he's the most under-threat man on Earth right now.
Yeah, look, he's very courageous. He's very brave. My wife and I pray for him every night because clearly he is threatening the establishment where they live. Where do he start talking about monetary policy? I know his views. He wants a sound dollar. He's not a big fan of the Fed. So he is scaring the central bankers. He's scaring the Washington, Wall Street, D.C. consultant lobbyist class. And
the permanent government class that's hijacked the country is scared to death.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us his views. That's the one question when he was on. I know he's probably going to come on soon. The one question I didn't get to is, what is his view on auditing the Fed? And another question I want him to talk about is, would he try to end the persecution of the Christian church with the IRS and specifically try to point out that 501c3 doesn't muzzle free speech?
I think the answer on all three is yes. First of all, he's already talked about repealing some of the IRS ordinances put in place, ironically, by Lyndon Johnson, to muzzle Christian organizations from criticizing his administration back in the 60s. Those regulations are still in place, and they're being used to muzzle Christians. As far as banks, does anyone know banks better than Donald Trump? He has led the New York banks around by the nose. As Trump continues to say, in our trade negotiations, we have the leverage. We just don't know how to use it. We send social workers out to do our negotiating instead of hard-nosed business people. Donald Trump could revolutionize this country. He's deeply suspicious of the Fed, and I think he is open-minded about the Fed. I suspect you get an audit of the Fed. He's never said that, but I know his views, and he doesn't trust anything he's hearing out of Washington. That's for sure. He recognizes a broken system. He is the last best chance for reform.
What's a big win? Because they've already said if he doesn't win by 20 extra points in South Carolina, he's a loser. You know, I guess if he won by 100, he'd be a loser. And if he doesn't win by a big margin in Nevada, he's a loser. I mean, obviously that spin's not going to work. But in your real political calculus, Mr. Stone, you know, what is a win versus something that's a draw? How big a win does he need?
Look, I think a win is a win and is a win. At the end of the day, if he wins by one vote, that's still for first place.
Absolutely.
I think he gets in over 30%, and that's comfortable.
Fabulous.
I have much greater concern about Nevada. I want to be candid about this. First of all, it's not a primary. It's a caucus.
And they're known for hanky-panky there.
And there's a disproportionate Mormon influence just because of the makeup. Almost 7 out of 10 primary voters will be members of the Church of Latter-day Saints. They are firmly behind Marco Rubio. The political establishment in the state is firmly behind Marco Rubio. Ted Cruz has been slow in getting off the ground there, which is good because there's less of a drain on Donald Trump. But I'm far more concerned about Nevada than I am about South Carolina. I feel a big victory coming on Saturday. I think Jeb is on his last legs. I know a lot of the Bush money people are now advising the family to pull the plug on Jeb's candidacy. Remains to be seen whether that really happens, but we are on our way. On the other hand, unlike Reagan, the establishment will never throw in the towel. They will monkey with the rules at this convention. They will seek to change the rules to allow a white knight who has no delegates to be nominated, maybe a Mitt Romney, or maybe we bring back some combination of Romney and Rubio. But you can count on monkey business at the Republican convention. The establishment will not give up the ghost until Donald Trump puts his hand on the Bible and takes the oath.
You know what? I know you've got to go because you're really busy fighting. We've got to go to break here for 70 seconds. I want to just come back and get specifically for 4 or 5 minutes into Jeb and the Bush crime family. Can you do that, Roger?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Right. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. Get the books at InfoWarsStore.com, Jeb and the Bush crime family, the inside story of an American dynasty, and, of course, the Clintons' War on Women, Roger Stone and Robert Morrow. Very powerful books. You absolutely have to get them. Also, we have some other specials. This is how we fund our operation at InfoWarsLife.com. Supermail's selling out. I have to end the 20% off sale, and it'll still sell out by Monday, probably, they think. Superphenol, we've got enough of that for a few weeks, so we can keep the 20% off on that. And here's a little secret. It works on men. It's pretty much the same herbs, a little bit different formula. It's tweaked for women, but it just some guys. I personally like the female better because it's got some one herb in it that the other one doesn't. And Androplex is selling out unless you're signed up for AutoShip, and you get 10% off of that. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back as the revolution against tyranny continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements.